Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
There you go, from one of the best local records of the year, the Weaker Thens there, from their reunion tour record with Night Windows, and what a great song that is. And it kind of is a, it was an interesting year in music locally. Anyway, local artists. I can only now I'm forgetting stuff. Like first of all, I never heard the Paperback's new record. I hear they have a new record, but I've never heard it, so I can't really include that. But other than that, there's only like four records that I can think of that would even suit me or the show at all, and one of them I didn't like at all. So narrowing it down to the top three weren't too tough, really, believe me. But if I'm forgetting something, please let me know, because I feel like an idiot, because there's got to be more than three good records coming out of Winnipeg this year. But one of them definitely the Weaker Thans, and it must be tough being the Weaker Thans, you know, being like the greatest band ever and having to release records. And I suppose they don't really care about impressing schmucks like me, but it must be tough to outdo yourself every time. So, I don't know, the expectations are unrealistically high for a new Weaker Thans record. So, I don't blame them for not blowing my mind this year with this record. It's a great record, and if it were by anybody else, I suppose I would think it were absolutely brilliant. But it's kind of not my favorite Weaker Thans record. But there is some darn good stuff on it. And they are playing at the Big Walker Theater on December the 22nd with Jim Bryson. Huh? How cool is that? Let's hear one more from Reunion Tour from the Weaker Thans. I'm not putting it down. It's a great record. It's a fine record. It's just not my favorite local record of the year. Not my favorite Weaker Thans record. But it's darn good. And it's got a curling song on it. What's not to like about a record with a curling song?
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 draw. Teammates all going in.
at once. A thirsty Thursday like a sucker punch. 3 blocks down, 2 streets over. A basement suite with a stairway to nowhere. Castaways and wedding bands. Dirty money, vacation plan. Take all rent, pay my bail. Travel light, this can't fail. It's on our TVs and on your cell phones. It's on your laptop, blasting on my radio. Everybody's waiting on something. Everybody's waiting on something. Someone can get me off this plane. I swear I'll never drink again. I'll start each day with a gospel song. Who says we both can't be wrong? Prayer skyline, country moon. Y'all here cause I invited you. It's on our TVs and on your cell phones. It's on your laptop and blasting on my radio. Waiting on something. Everybody's waiting on something. It's on our TVs and on your cell phones. It's on your laptop and blasting on my radio. Everybody's waiting on something. Everybody's waiting on something. Thank you.
out of there. I couldn't just leave. Well, this is between you and me. I was all lit up, and I was so proud. I built it up just to tear it back down. I'm lost for words. You can't find me. You can't be everything to everybody all the time. Everything to everybody all the time. You've been down, played out. Well, you know just what I'm talking about. You caught up and spun round. Your whole wide world turned upside down. Everything to everybody all the time. All the time, everything to everybody, everything to everybody. All the time. Arkansas. My head hurts. I love to stick around and maybe make it worse. And I got a girl down in Henrietta, and her love's like tornado weather. It's girls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like an air raid siren. I come in clean, leave torn apart. Bad liver and a broken heart. Any summer, Oklahoma sunset. Nicer place, I haven't been there yet. Standing out front of the blue door. Too tired for sleep, too drunk for more. It's nights like these keep me trying. Who always knows when her man is lying. It ain't me, I'm just playing a part. Bad liver and a broken heart. Truth anymore. Maybe that's what songs are for. You're the wind and I'm on fire. In this line of work, no one retires. You come in clean, leave torn apart. Bad liver and a broken heart. Bad liver and a thank you.
Hey, this is Gerf Morlix, and I'm in Winnipeg, and I'm loving it. And I'm listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I can't hear the wild dogs howl. They've been steady on the prowl. But now the circle is moving in. Without you here, I can't win. The night is heavy with the smell of fear. Hanging thick in the atmosphere. I'm lying helpless on the ground, wishing you were still around. I need you now. I need you now. I'm calling. Got nothing left to burn. Might have thought that I'd learned to keep it going through the night. If you want to see the morning light, I need you now.
Send that out to station manager Jaron McKediak, who thought I was calling for him to come in today when I played "I Need You Now." I didn't really mean it, Jared. I mean, I love you and everything, but I don't really need you now. Gerf Morlix there from his new record "Diamonds to Dust," and Gerf Morlix, legendary producer and an amazing guitar player and a heck of a nice guy. But until now, I'd never really loved one of his records, but this new record, every time I listen to it, I like it more and more and more. The guy's an amazing, amazing songwriter. If you have a chance, pick it up. Just threw that in there. We're playing some of the best local stuff of the year, and one of my favorites for sure, The number two local record of the year is Scott Nolan's Receiver Reflector, produced by Garth Marlix. We heard Bad Liver, Broken Heart, a gorgeous, gorgeous song. We heard Everything to Everybody, one of my favorite songs of the year. And Thirsty Thursday. And if Scott Nolan's number two, then there could only be one group that could have the number one local record of the year. I mean, not that there's any doubt, of course. But, I mean, my favorite local record of the year, I mean, it's a fantastic, I'm not just saying this because they listen to the show sometimes and they're friends of mine and they're great people, but it's a fantastic record from top to finish. It's absolutely brilliant. It's one of Stu Reed's top 10 favorite records of the year, according to Stylus Magazine. And Stu Reed knows what he's talking about, even though I haven't heard of half the stuff on his top 10 list. But if it's good enough for Stu Reed, darn it, it's good enough for me. It's one of my favorite records of the year and definitely my favorite local record of the year. This is our good friends Nathan from Key Principles. Buy this for yourself for Christmas, seriously.
Under my feet, poker straight and squeaky clean. I feel a podium. Look, yellow lap. Driveway says it all. Tires burn a brand. Someone blazed away as fast as they could go. Someone's left there standing in her old house cold.
Yes, Jared, I know their records all are good, but they're consistent and they're damn good. And I don't think that they're all that similar. I think they're different. So I think that is without a doubt my favorite local record of the year. And I don't care if I'm predictable, you schmuck, you shiny-headed schmuck. Nathan there from Key Principles with three of the darn best songs you'll hear this year. Let 'em Look, Scarecrow, and Trans Am. And As much as I am correct about that, it pains me to publicly admit that Jared was correct about something. And so there's been of a stop the presses in the local record category, because I did overlook one that I thought came out last year, but apparently came out this year. And I feel bad about not including them in the consideration at all. So I apologize publicly, and I reluctantly admit that Jared was correct. That this next record did come out this year, and it is a fine record, and it does deserve some attention. Not top three material, but it's a darn good record. So we'll send this out, an honorable mention to our friends the Western States, who put out a fine record this year. So we'll play some.
We didn't have the empty hope. smaller and the water feels colder. And every year around this time, I wonder what you're up to. If you're still in Vermont, seeing folks you used to. I would try to think back to those boring weekdays. School lit out early, and we fumbled through the haze.
Of you, I have learned we had always been the same in my view.
Gashtown off the first record. I was walking around Vancouver. I was unsure of what I was about to find. Had a room at a Canby hostel, and I was just kind of killing some time. When I hear this lonesome sound coming from down the street, where there's this old man picking an old guitar, he's got a case opened at his feet. Long white hair beneath an old cap and a long white beard. And he's playing some John Prine song for everyone to hear. Well, I lean up against the wall and I hold on to his every word. And he starts playing this mining song that I'd never heard. Called The Dark as a Dungeon. It's enough to make you weep when you hear it played by an old man on a street corner of Gastown or an old guitar with nylon strings. Fella walks by, pitches a penny that lands outside the old man's case. And he stops the song before it's through and he says, "Sir, let me tell you just one thing. I'm down on my luck. Ain't got no roof over my head, but I'm an artist, not a beggar. This is the only gig I could get." As he placed a penny back in the man's hand, he said, "Keep your charity. If you're still feeling giving later on, you go see them guanos down the street." Gets all red and he starts walking down the street. And that old fella with the guitar, well, he turns and he says to me, "Son, I've never had the finer things, but you know I'm doing all that I love. And that makes me free as the rich down here and all them birds flying up above." Then he goes back into that old mining song. Never missed a beat. Stood up on the back of my neck when he began to sing. And whenever I'm playing in a bar someplace where the crowd can talk louder than I can sing, I just think about an old man standing on a street corner in Gastown picking an old guitar with nylon strings.
You see, Jared, and I don't know if I've complained about this before, but right there that was Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh performing right here live in the studio, doing an absolutely beautiful song called Gastown by request. And it was such a beautiful moment, and it was completely ruined by American Flame Whip performing in the next room. Completely ruined. But I don't know. Still a great moment from here on the show. So, I mean, I've noticed that show hasn't ruined my show on Thursday night lately, but
it happens when you complain.
Yeah. See, so do something about that so that never happens again, okay? As much as I love American Flame Whip and I was glad to have them here, you know, next door, I didn't necessarily want them, you know, during my show. So, there you go. And a couple from the Western States before that. And KK agrees with me. That record, we had that record before 2007. I swear. I'm telling you. It's true. K- KK agrees. You don't listen to me, but you listen. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? Get Sean Buchanan on the phone? Come on, what's his number? Can't do it, can you? All right, so a couple from the Western States. Before that, Rosalita and Valemont. And, yeah, maybe we'll squeeze one more live in the studio moment here from this year. Let's see what's one of our favorites. I think this has to go right up there as one of my favorite. What? I know it says 2007 on the back, so what? Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. No. That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? Come on, you're proving nothing here. That doesn't mean it could have been sitting here for 6 months before that, before you schmucks got around to it. Good help is hard to find. It was Christmas. You guys don't even work at Christmas, you high-paid execs. Anyways, is Bluegrass Guy coming in today? Do you know? All right, well, stay tuned for the Bluegrass Guy. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Telling the Band to Go Home. Check out the website, telltheband2gohome.com. And Thursday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio with KK and the T-Bar. And Jared, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Did that sound sincere at all?
No.
Good. All right. My other favorite live in the studio moment from this year. When the great O Susanna came in and played one of my favorite songs of all time. We'll leave you with this. That's been Tell the Band to Go Home for this week. Thanks for being here.
My love, I must leave you in late spring to pick the cherry when the blossom white ends its bloom. High in the trees of you I'll sing with a heart heavy that a drop of rain could split it in two. Yes, a drop of rain could split my heart in two. I will return with autumn's flame, and we will marry, and our feet of fire will burn up the floor. Then I will roll you through the leaves and pull you close to me, and I'll never leave you lonely no more. No, I'll never leave you lonely anymore. So rest your head a while in my arms. Though I'll be gone for a while, I won't be gone long. Despite all the joy to me you bring, my mind still worries that a love so bright could be my doom. So only speak of just one thing that you'll promise to me, that you'll wait for me, 'cause I'll be home soon. Yeah, wait for me, 'cause I'm coming home.